Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Who is your favorite teacher, John?
My favorite teacher has to be Mr. Phil and Jim.
Was that like the gym teacher?
No. He was our English teacher.
I believe he was why he was your favorite teacher.
But I'll tell you why he was my favorite. He told the most amazing stories. He was an older man, and his stories were so great because they reminded us of a time, you know, I was young. I thought I was in middle school at the time, and it reminded me of a time where he would describe about his life and about his children and the things that were going on in the community. It just seemed like when you're listening to him, you thought like you were watching Leave It to Beaver. I mean, everything was so rosy.
Leave It to Beaver.
You know, just like it was wholesome. He had all these amazing, wholesome conversations. And as a young person, it really inspired me to do well. And I did great in this class. I did great in English. But it was because of, you know, the type of person that he was. And I don't even remember. I believe it was English, but his stories were so amazing and so encouraging. I used to love listening to him all the time. I was really encouraged.
So, Pat, who was your favorite teacher?
Well, I guess when I went to school.
that director.
I know, man. Somebody's messing with my mute button. Mr. Gibson. He was probably my favorite. He was my eighth grade teacher.
Is that the guitar?
Was that the nun?
No, he wasn't a nun. Sorry.
Didn't you go to Catholic school?
Or a priest. I didn't went to a Catholic school for my first 8 years.
Okay. Mm.
And he was really nice. He was real personal. He seemed like he really cared. And he was real approachable.
Right.
Showed a lot of attention to us. But, yeah. I liked him.
I can't tell you anything else.
Well, wow. I had two. He never got in trouble for talking in class.
Well, no, he didn't. No.
But if his thoughts were on intercom. Okay, so I had Mr. Stevens. I liked him.
Did you?
Yeah. He was the teacher in Tammy's Sunday's class.
Oh, no, not that one.
Tammy Sundays. Oh, I remember Tammy Sundays. Tammy, if you're out there. Yeah. If you're out there.
She is out there.
Can you just shoot us an email? Get us a picture of second grade because I enjoyed meeting you there.
Tammy nice. Sunday. We were in the hospital and visiting someone, and I got a chance to meet. We were in second grade together. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
You had the same look on your face.
I was enjoying every moment.
It was so cool to see somebody from second grade. Because what I remember is Mr. Stevens.
Well, she remembered you.
She told us she had a crush on me. I didn't know it. I didn't know how to spell my name. But my teacher would bring a hammer into the room. How can you imagine that today?
No.
And he would hammer on the desk to get everybody quiet. He would just like beat on the desk. Bam, bam, quiet, quiet. And Tammy would say, "What's he doing?"
Wow.
No. Anyway, I really liked that. I thought that's pretty cool because everybody was so passive and whatever. But my favorite teacher,
More favorite than Mr. Stevens? More favorite than
Oh, yeah. He was a little abusive.
Okay. Sorry, Mr.
And
Davis.
So one day the hammer slipped.
Oh, no,
it didn't. He's good. I liked him so much because he couldn't spell either. He was on the board. He couldn't spell. Welcome to the school system, right? He couldn't spell. Wow. I feel so much good. He can't spell either.
He was PE too. PE teacher.
Yeah, PE teacher. No, so my favorite teacher was Mrs. Coffey. Yeah, Mrs. Coffey. She was so sweet, so kind.
Something going on.
What is Mrs. Coffey? I am sorry for what's happening in the studio. Jiminy Cricket.
Wow.
Mrs. Coffey.
Did you hear that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is that?
The Marine. Anyway, yeah, she was so sweet. I would walk through the hallways and go to her class. She taught math, by the way.
Yes.
I actually knew what she taught.
Mrs. Coffey.
Coffey.
Coffey, I know her.
And so Wow. And so
she told me you're a great student.
Yeah, that's why I liked her. But she was just so kind. You know, she's always thoughtful and helping you out and just, you know, talking. You could tell she was so compassionate. You start doubting that a little bit later on when you're going through school and all. But it just so happens that when I ended up in law enforcement, that her husband was in law enforcement. You know, I worked for the county. He worked for the city. And so I had a chance to meet her again in life. And after I'd given my heart to God and all that. And you know what? All those years later, this is how you tell if people are authentic. All those years later, she was just as sweet as she was when I was in like the sixth grade.
Wow.
Sixth grade. And I thought, what a beautiful person. You know, and I can't tell you what she taught me in math, but what she taught me was she was so kind to me. And I mean, it's difficult to be too kind probably to a teenager.
Ooh, middle school, yeah.
Yeah, middle school.
Tough.
Tough. And all those years later, she was just as kind. As a matter of fact, I wanted to encourage you to think about your teachers. And if you get a chance to just tell them, and today you almost can on social media, you can see them again. But you could just, you know, write a little card to them. Maybe you're in school right now, begin to think about the teachers that you have today. Look at this. This is a beautiful, beautiful moment where people are remembering their favorite teachers. Maybe you can remember yours today.
My favorite teacher growing up was my photography teacher.
Her name was Mrs. Goodbury.
My favorite teacher was Mr. Williams.
My kindergarten teacher.
Her name was Ms. Fuentes, and I loved her. I still remember her to this day.
There's a lot of teachers you go through throughout your life, but when you can find those one or two really make a difference, it's like a big deal.
Teachers make me learn so much, I think I might learn too much.
He showed me that race doesn't matter and that everyone is the same no matter what.
They're some of the most important people in our society. They play a great role in shaping who you ultimately become.
Teachers are wonderful people.
They're a huge influence on your life. You will remember your favorite teachers forever.
If you have a good teacher, you can learn anything.
I want to say thank you to Ted Pollack for laying the groundwork and me developing as a person.
I want to say thank you to Joe Newhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Jimenez.
Thank you, Mr. Saltz.
Thank you so much, Mr. Singh.
Thank you, Mrs. Goodbreak.
Thank you for helping me stop screwing around in school.
Thank you, Ms. Safford.
Thank you very much, Tom Carman, my AP U.S. history teacher.
Thank you, Ms. Dickens.
I really want to say thank you to Dr. Mark Hickman at Westchester University. He really changed my life.
I would like to thank Mr. Giles, Mount Tabor High School, 10th grade history.
Thanks to you, I am becoming so much more than I could have ever imagined myself being.
I'll always appreciate Mr. Mason.
Thank you, teachers!
Well, you think about this. When I was a child, my favorite teacher, like I said, was Mrs. Coffey. But there was a day in 1988 that I met the greatest teacher of all times. That was the night when I was on patrol in the early morning hours in law enforcement where the greatest teacher of all times called my name, Jesus. And he drew me to himself and he began to teach me about his creation and the world he created and his love and forgiveness and mercy. The teachings of Jesus, the teachings of the creator of the universe. If you don't know him, there's many wonderful teachers in life and we attribute so much to them, but there's a teacher above every teacher. And he's taught us the ways of God. The creator of the universe, the one who sits enthroned in the center of all things and holds all things together. And he teaches us how to be blessed, how to be prosperous, how to be forgiving, how to be merciful, how to live in this creation of his, to live a life of love, loving him, loving others, and leading others to the same. Listen, there is a teacher above all teachers, and his name is Jesus Christ. If you want to know him, we shared a couple of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him through his son, the greatest teacher of all times, Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible.
Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.